Amy, A-M-Y, Conley, C-O-N-L-E-Y, 8-21-72. 10-29, 10-30-25. This is a 53-year-old woman working for Walmart for 11 years. Yesterday, 10-29-25. Put date of injury, 10-29-25. Between 6:30 and 7 a.m. while she was going to work, and she had stopped at Loop 336 and Plantation Drive. She was at the red light. She saw a car coming quickly, a truck. Before she could move out of the way, she was struck from the back while she was stopped, period. She had severe neck pain, back pain, arm pain. The emergency folks wanted her to go to the emergency room, but she decided to move her car on her own and then go to the emergency room. Later, when she went to the emergency room, she complained of right arm pain, left arm pain, severe neck pain, and right leg pain. Apparently, the x-rays were all within normal limits. Patients still having some pain over the mid-calf, but the knee and ankles were negative, period. New paragraph. She's single. She has 5 children, works for Walmart, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink on regular basis. Past medical problems is consistent with thyroid nodule, hyperlipidemia, obesity, fatty liver. She's currently medication is fenofibrate, aspirin, and semaglutide per her primary care physician. Immunization, no recent immunization. Let's see. She also recently had a cardiac CT done, which showed 60% occlusion, which her doctor decided to just have her lose weight and recheck that at a later date. Allergy none, family history, mom is okay, she never knew her dad, she complained of neck pain, back pain, arm pain, right leg pain, headaches, shoulder pain, and pain in her arms when she flexed. Hospital records indicate that the patient arrived in the emergency room with normal vital signs. Patient did not lose consciousness. X-rays of the forearm were negative bilaterally. Shoulder x-rays on the right side were negative. CT cervical was showed no intracranial CT cervical and CT of the head showed no intracranial bleed and no evidence of cervical spine abnormality. The patient subsequently was given Motrin to send home. Was sent home with Motrin. She's in severe spasms and has severe spasms. Period. She also has a history of thyroid nodule, whose primary care has been watching at this time. 198 pounds, 98.6, 97, 18, 76, 125 over 81. Heart positive, some positive, 3 lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, neck from JVD, skin shows no eyes. There's tenderness over the right arm, right leg, left arm. Left shoulder. There's also a tenderness about the cervical region. There's also a tenderness about the thoracic region, which the x-rays have all been negative, period. Patient was diagnosed with concussion and severe muscle spasms, period.
1 second, honey.
Assessment, number one, muscle spasm, number two, concussion, number three, shoulder pain, next one is right arm pain, next one is right leg pain, next one is no fracture, next one is pain is worse with flexion, next one is I gave her Motrin 800 milligrams 3 times a day, next one is Flexeril 10 milligrams up to 3 times a day, next one is she's taken Flexeril before, next one she knows that Flexeril can make her very sleepy and she would not take too much Flexeril on drive, next one would be off work times 7 days. Next one is thyroid nodule per PCP. Next one is fatty liver per PCP. Next one is semaglutide adjustment per PCP. Next number, if she develops headache, further increased headache, nausea, vomiting, or any worsening symptoms, concussion, she will return for reevaluation. That's it for now. Thank you.